Morning. It is Tuesday, May 26, 2009. You're listening to the Brain Labor Report.
Listen up. We've got a war zone here today, right in our heartland. And across the USA, these multinational bastards don't use tanks and guns, it's true. But they've declared a war on us. Fight back, it's up to you. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Death of you and me, but we're not unarmed. Our weapon solidarity, Jim Beals and Karen Silkwood, the list goes on and on. With every year that passes, 60,000 more gone. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. When they boost your It's a war on the 8-hour day. It's a war on occupational health and safety. It's a war on Social Security. Now, thanks to WTO, GATT, NAFTA, MAI, the IMF, and the World Bank, it's a worldwide war. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Yeah.
About time we call the shots. That was Ann Feeney. That was It's War on the Workers. Starts off every edition of the Brain Labor Report with that song. And this is Wes Brain. I'm host of the show.
This is Jason Houck. I'm the engineer.
Coming to you out of Ashland, Oregon. That's right, 94.9 FM. That's KSKQ, our low-power FM radio station. We're a community radio station, non-commercial. You couldn't pay us to say something here. We are non-commercial. So glad to be coming to you this morning. Monday through Friday, we're a live show, a half-hour show, 7 a.m. on the West Coast, and you can hear us anywhere on the planet, on the internet, www.kskq.org. Brain Labor Report always brings you near the top of our half-hour show, the Workers' Independent News. Pay attention. This is 3 minutes of cutting-edge news. I mean, it's just laid right out for you. News that you're not going to hear on mainstream media. This is not corporate news. This is not, you know, what the stocks are doing for the shareholders. This is more about what's happening to ordinary working people. housing, what's happening with jobs, what's happening with our investment, what is happening with the country. I'm telling you, it's getting tough. Let's listen to it right now. The Workers Independent News for Tuesday, the 26th of May, 2009. Here it is.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. GM's bond debt holders are supposed to decide by today whether or not to accept GM's offer of 10% of stock in return for roughly $27 billion in bond debt. UAW Local 1853 President Mike Herron says the bondholders now have the power to either keep GM out of bankruptcy or force it into bankruptcy.
The UAW has done a remarkable job doing their piece of this. The bondholders hold the key to this thing right now, and as we move closer to June 1st, it'll play out. And we just pray that for the best of everybody here as we move forward.
June 1st is the government deadline for GM to have bond debt and union agreements in place for its restructuring plan in order to qualify for further government assistance to salvage the company. As GM considers bankruptcy, Ford is offering more time to workers who may be considering a buyout package. Jesse Russell reports.
Ford workers mulling over the buyout option are being offered more time to make that decision. The buyout package has been offered to nearly all of the company's 42,000 hourly employees, and the extension will now give them until June 26 to take the option. General Motors could file for bankruptcy as early as next week, and if it does, it could have an impact on Ford. The buyout package is small in comparison to previous packages offered to workers by the company. It offers a lump sum payment of $40,000 to skilled workers eligible for retirement and $20,000 to those in production. Workers who have at least 1 year of service but aren't eligible for retirement could accept either a $50,000 lump sum payment or an education package that offers $15,000 in tuition assistance and living expenses for 2 years. All workers who take a buyout would receive a $25,000 voucher for a new Ford.
As workers coast to coast honored our nation's military veterans on Memorial Day Monday, the AFL-CIO said one of the best ways to honor and serve veterans is to make sure they return to an economy that works for everybody. The AFL-CIO says 20% of veterans recently returned from duty are unemployed. One-fourth of vets who do find jobs earn less than $21,840 a year. The AFL-CIO says passing the Employee Free Choice Act would give returning veterans a real opportunity to join unions and provide good middle-class incomes for their families after their military service. The Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, and the National Air Traffic Controllers Association both say they're happy to see House passage of the Federal Aviation Administration reauthorization bill. That bill awaits Senate action. The flight attendants say the bill includes important enhancements for safety and health protections for flight attendants. The Air Traffic Controllers Union says the bill addresses the stability of the air traffic controller workforce and provides for a safer, more modern air traffic control system. The FAA reauthorization bill also establishes what the Air Traffic Controllers Union says is a fair process for dealing with future labor contract disputes. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
And you're listening to the Brain Labor Report, coming to you on a bright, sunny morning here in Ashland, Oregon. By gosh, we're going to have a summer type of a day. It's time for seeds to germinate. It's time for our economy to get back. And I'm going to sneeze here in a minute. Before I do, I want to bring a song to you. Hard, Ain't It Hard. Woody Guthrie sings that. Here it is right now.
First time I seen my true love, he was walking by my door. The last time I saw his false-hearted smile, dead on his drooling board. It's a hard and it's hard, ain't it hard, to love one that never did love you. Hard and it's hard, ain't it hard, great God, to love one that never will be true. There is a house in this town, that's where my true love lays around. Takes other women right down on his knee, tells them a tale that he won't tell me. Hard and it's hard, ain't it hard, gambling.
late last night when my true love come in, rapping on my door. I jumped out in a fit of jealousy, said true love don't knock here anymore.
It's hard and it's hard, ain't it hard to love one that never did love you? It's hard and it's hard, ain't it hard, great God, to love one that never will be true.
All right. Hard, ain't it hard? Mr. Woody Guthrie, you're listening to the Brain Labor Report this morning, coming to you on the 26th of May, 2009. And hey, here's a shout out that came from Ann Feeney this last week. I'd like you to hear what she has in mind. Here's the deal. I'm hoping you agree that we should be doing all we can to make sure that we get sweeping health reform in this country now. That's what I'm doing, and I hope you can help me. With your help, I'm organizing a Sing Out, Speak Out for single payer. I'm going to say that one more time. That's what she's organizing. Sing Out, Speak Out for single payer. It's a tour. Imagine a month of high-powered, hilarious, and informative concerts in California, Oregon, and Washington, all designed to promote interest in single-payer health care. That's what's happening from July 4th to the 20th. I modeled this tour on the widely successful Sing Out the Vote Ohio tour that many of us did last October. There's lots of fun video from that on YouTube that would give you a taste of what it was like. I've got a very long YouTube URL here, which I am not going to read. Okay, the Oregon Country Fair, July 10th through the 12th, attracts wonderful performers and speakers from all over the country. I know many of them well, having performed there for the last 8 years, and I have interested some very talented and perhaps some very well-known people, unconfirmed as of this writing, to essentially donate their talents to be part of this cultural blitz through California, Oregon, and Washington for single-payer health care. I'm expecting that most of the concerts will be free, although some local organizers have decided to suggest a donation that will all be fun and informative. We will engage our audience in direct, fun, and community-appropriate activities that will move universal health care closer to every American. We will request donations at the free concerts. We will split the donations with the local sponsoring organizations. We will seek out free venues, churches, college auditoriums, etc., and seek donated sound reinforcement whenever possible. Okay, that is the shout out. I hope you got an idea of the vision. This comes from Ann Feeney. Ann understands that in this corporate media, United States of America, in fact, you understand if you watch C-SPAN, what they do in this country, so undemocratic. Did you see what they were doing, some hearings back in Congress, when they would not allow physicians for national health care to be involved in these hearings? There is a blackout of information for H.R. 676, that single-payer health care reform. And I'm telling you, the more people hear about it, the more this thing gets moving, folks. It's like a snowball rolling down the hill. Imagine taking health care away from insurance companies and turn it back over to the medical community, to your doctor. Your physician should be the one deciding what care you need, what drugs you may or may not need, what therapy you need. That's right. Not a damn insurance company, some administrator sitting behind a desk who decides, in some cases, if people live and die. absolutely corrupt. The greedy insurance industries have stolen health care from the American public. We need them the hell out of it. 30% of every dollar goes to insurance companies. It is absolutely an astounding thing that we do in the country called the United States of America. We're going to take it back. We're going to get insurance companies the hell out of our lives. That is right. When it comes to health care, they can insure our cars and our houses, but when it comes to our bodies, we want them out of here. Ann Feeney's going to help us do that. Sing Out for Single Payer. That's a tour that's coming through California, Oregon, and Washington, starting in California on July 4th. We're excited to announce it here first on KSKQ on the Brain Labor Report. With all of that excitement, let's see. We got another song here. Yesterday was Memorial Day. We did a repeat of the Benji Lewis interview from back in April, last of April. And I know that the various other progressive shows, Democracy Now! Is one of them, played memorials for Memorial Day. And we concentrated on this, this horrible illegal war. Okay, here's a song for you. Mr. George Mann, Into the Fire is the name of the CD. And cut number 3. This, by gosh, is also a memorial. Listen to this. Great song by George. I'm chipping away at this war. Let's hear it right now. Here we go.
Time just about run out on me. A dozen times that I could see. But I'm still standing. Yeah, I'm sitting here. I shut my mouth. I did my time. I put my body on the line. Another pawn. In this war of fear, I'm chipping away, chipping away, I'm chipping away, chipping away, I'm chipping away. At this wall in front of me, I'm chipping away, chipping away, I'm chipping away, chipping away, I'm chipping away. At this wall. Feet are tired, my hands don't work, my mind's a mess. My body hurts, but I'm still standing. Now I'm standing here. There's so much to be sorry for. I've seen enough for 100 wars, but I've seen nothing to justify my being there. I'm chipping away, chipping away, I'm chipping away. Chipping away, I'm chipping away. At this war inside of me, I'm chipping away, chipping away, I'm chipping away, chipping away, I'm chipping away. At this war.
Just a chipping away. That's right. Chipping away at this war inside of me. And you're listening to the Brain Labor Report coming to you on Tuesday. We took yesterday off. It was Memorial Day. And so this is a four-day work week for us workers here. And what about you? How many days a week do you work? Understand the state of Oregon, the governor has a stimuli program. I guess this is at the state level. Try to get people back to work, but this program has serious problems. Talking about 1,000 jobs. How about jobs that are like between $8 and $11? I think the highest wage is under $11. That's not stimuli. That is poverty. I'm telling you, what kind of a program is that? We should never be using taxpayer money to pay people poverty wages. Whose hellish idea is that? My God. Governor, I'm telling you, what is wrong? Kulongoski's his name. He's our governor, and by gosh, there's nothing stimulating. I call it a stimuli package here in the state of Oregon. Nothing stimulating about paying somebody poverty wages. That's, well, that should be illegal. I can't believe it. What is, you know, that is good for some businesses, particularly those that like to exploit people. That means not pay them very much. I don't understand. Why do we have this model that's all about giving help to the corporations and ignoring the workers? We better take another look at that here in Oregon. That is a huge mistake. Okay, let's back away from things so darn serious, and let's talk about some very cool music. I'd like to play for you this morning on the Brain Labor Report. Our friend Phil Newton, he's got a band called Broadway Phil and the Shouters, and he's got this CD called Shout Back. That's right. And the very first song on here is called Train. You know, Phil plays a harmonica, and he's a good one. We're going to play this tune for you right now. And he says that at concerts and when he has gigs and stuff, people always say, when they see his harmonica, can you make that thing sound like a train? Well, listen to this song right here. Okay, here we go. Thank you.
walking ahead while cheating my back. All aboard. All aboard! All aboard!
Okay, Train, sung by Broadway Phil and the Shouters. And this is the Brain Labor Report. Going out of here today, about ready to say goodbye. By gosh, gonna have some fun playing some tunes this morning on the Brain Labor Report. And going out with a fun song. Okay, Woody Guthrie, this is a short one. This is from a different time and era. It really is. It's called The Car Song, and it's kind of fun. Okay, see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye now. Here we go.
Take me riding in the car, car, take me riding in the car, car. Take you riding in my car, car, I'll take you riding in my car. Click, clank, open up a door, girls. Click, clank, open up a door, boys. Front door, back door, click a dick, clack, take you riding in my car. Climb, climb, rattle on the front seat. Spree, I spraddle on the back seat. Turn my key, step on the starter, take you riding in my car. Engine, it goes, engine, it goes. Front seat, back seat, boys and girls, take you riding in my car. Trees and the houses walk along, trees and the houses walk along. Truck and a cart and a garbage can, I'll take you riding in my car. Ships and little boats chug along, ships and little boats chug along. Take you riding in my car. I'm gonna zoom you home again, I'm gonna zoom you home again. Roll home, take you riding in my car. I'm gonna let you blow the horn, I'm gonna let you blow the horn. Well, I'll take you riding in my car.